Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
We welcome you back. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Coming up this hour, you're going to find out why this program offers simply the best money advice that you're going to find anywhere. If I do say so myself. My opinion. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here, Professor Rick Plum with me once again from Lucia Capital Group. We're ready to help you out as best we can on this program. How do we do that? Well, we take your calls. We talk about the money topics and strategies that are most important to you. We've seen it all, pretty much. So be sure to keep it right here, Bucket Strategy Investing, for all the money information and strategy information that you need. Now, of course, your phone calls are just ahead. We happen to have all the lines open right now. So get your money questions ready. You go to your phone. You give us a call here at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's 877-752-6637. We are here to give you the advice and the information that you need. So you can also send us your emails, wealthed.com, our website. You look for the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. And how about this? This is interesting. You can get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air. On the air, off the air, whichever you prefer. You got a money question or you'd like an appointment with the Brain Trust advisor, you can call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Ask yourself this question. Do you have a financial plan for retirement? I'll ask you this question. Do you want to try to do this stuff yourself? Have you seen how complicated this stuff is? I mean, it's important to have a professional working with you. I think you're nuts if you try to do this yourself. Do you have a plan that you can stick with no matter what? Another way an advisor can help you out. You just call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, have them go over your plans, your goals, and your individual situation. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. You can also call us here in studio, 877-PLANNER. We've got the planners in studio here to help you out right now in the form of Professor Rick Plum here with me, Johnny Dean. 877-PLANNER. We had a question we didn't quite get to last hour, and we were talking in a previous hour about a 72T. Before I get into some of the ways you can get, once again, get some money out of your IRA without incurring the dreaded 10% penalty. question was, and you sort of answered this with our TV folks, but I want you to do it again for the people who are now tuned in on radio as well. What if I have multiple IRAs? So now here's the situation. You've got three or four different IRAs. You're going to start taking substantially equal payments out of one of them on a 72T structured payout, you know, formula. But you've also got multiple IRAs. What sort of problems could crop up with that?
Well, the first question is, did you use the value from all of the IRAs to calculate the payment? And if that's, and that's the most common way to do it, because most people want as much money as they can get, especially with interest rates where they are today, they're most likely going to be using the entire IRA to create the payment from the formula.
So but if you had $25,000 in four different IRAs, they're going to use the $100,000.
Right. But then if you start taking all the income or all the distribution from one IRA, that may create a $6,000 a year distribution, $500 a month. But if you're taking it from just one IRA that has $25,000 in it, the IRA custodian's looking at it going, $6,000 on $25,000, that is not a 72T, because they don't know anything about the rest of the IRAs. And so they're going to issue a 1099 that says, yeah, they're taking, obviously they're taking money out, because we're telling you, the IRA custodian's job is to tattletale on you, to tell the IRS when you take money out of the IRA so that they can put it on your tax return. You can put it on your tax return. But they're also going to tell the IRS whether you're old enough to meet the 59 and a half, or why you're taking the money out. In their mind, you're too young, you're under 59 and a half, and they can't see it possible unless you can prove to them you're doing a 72. So they're going to issue a 1099 that says no known exception. No known exception to the penalty, specifically what they're talking about. So automatically, if that's all you do is put that, on your 10, you put it on your tax return, you know it's a 72T, but the 1099 says it's not. So as soon as the IRS matches the 1099 up with your tax return and it says no exception applies, they're going to come back at you. They're going to come back and, send you the letter. They're not going to call. Don't worry about that. They're going to send you a letter and they're going to say you owe us the penalty on these distributions. So to avoid that little letter that you're going to get later in time, you want to file a form, if you're doing it this way, 5329, that says, I know it says I owe a penalty, but I don't owe the penalty, and here's why. And you check the box, it says substantially equal payments. And if the IRS comes back at you at that point, you should have. And anytime you do a 72T, you want to have documentation. You want to show what the value was at the beginning of the period, beginning of the year usually, could be the beginning of the month if you're starting a monthly one halfway through the year. What the value is, the account numbers that you're dealing with, your age when you're doing it, and the payment. Show them what formula you're using and how you came up with the 72T payout so that you can say, I don't owe any penalties, if they ever get that far. Now, I've only seen them get that far once or twice, maybe three times. I can't remember off the top of my head. So most of the time they don't ask, as long as it looks reasonable. But every once in a while, maybe it's random, I don't know. But
they don't get as far as what? Actually making you fill out the form?
And prove how the numbers were created. Now, the easier way to do it is to get the custodian to understand, or have all the money at one custodian and let the custodian do the calculation, or have the custodian know about the other IRAs if they will take this and say, okay, yeah, we understand that this is a 72T payout, and so we're going to issue the 1099 that says an exception applies.
And then the IRS doesn't care.
Then the IRS doesn't care because they know that they're not looking for a penalty at this point. So it is something that you do need to be aware of and how you're going to account for it and what's going to happen. And I would also say be very clear with your tax preparer, because I have seen this in the past where the person starts a 72T and the IRA custodian does not issue the exception. They just say no exception applies. And they give all their information to the tax preparer. Tax preparer just fills everything out, doesn't ask them why they were taking money out of their IRA and incurring an exception or incurring a penalty. Just, puts the numbers in the boxes the way that the data says, and there's a penalty at the bottom of the page. Never tells the taxpayer there's a penalty. Just, okay, here's what you owe. Here's your quarterly payments for next year, whatever the case. And the person doesn't know. I mean, the penalty, maybe they owe, $5,000 that year in taxes, and the penalty's $800 or something because they took out $8,000. Well, it's not
how are they going to see? They're
not even going to notice it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And unfortunately, I've seen exactly that happen. They didn't notice it. And so they had to go back 2 to 3 years later before that tax year was closed out from amending and amend it and try to get that, $800 back.
Yeah.
So just understand what's going on, because it is a little bit of an accounting. But it does allow people to retire earlier than age 59 and a half and get money out of their IRAs.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to use the entire IRA. You can say, I'm going to parcel off a portion of the IRA, and this is the money that I'm going to use as a 72T. I'm only going to use, out of my $1 million IRA, I'm going to use $500,000, $400,000 as the 72T portion. So there's $400,000 under the 72T umbrella. You better keep good track of what's happening there. And if you transfer accounts for any reason, keep documentation that this account went here and you didn't commingle it with any other money, because you have other IRA money out here that you have. And so you want to keep them very separate. But it can be done. It can be tailored to some degree on how much income that you want to take out. And so how you want to do it, there are ways to make things work for you.
Yes, there are.
Even if you're under 59 and a half.
Yeah, we're talking again about the whole idea of taking money out of your IRA without a penalty. Now, there's another way to do it, to get money, say, out of a 401k if you happen to be 55 years old.
401k, qualified retirement plans, that's a different game. They have 72T capabilities if you are not 59 and a half. If you did not terminate employment in the year you reached 55 or older, which is an exception to the 59 and a half rule. So let's say you retired at 53, you can do a 72T from the 401k. Now, the biggest problem with doing a 72T from the 401k is the administrator, whether they will do that or not. Some administrators won't let you take distributions periodically from the 401k. Once you retire, they either say, roll it all to an IRA or leave it all here, but you're not going to take out little bits and pieces here, you know, here and there. So you have to understand whether your administrator will allow. Most of the time, it's just easier if you don't qualify for that age 55 rule. Most of the time, it's just easier to deal with the IRA because you're in control now. You don't have to deal with a 401k administrator. You get to do what you need to do. It's also a little easier from a withholding standpoint.
Right.
Money coming out of a 401k has a mandatory 20%. You can go higher if you want from a withholding standpoint. But what if you are, you know, retired and you're only getting, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month and you don't owe 20% in federal income taxes on the money you're taking out? You're going to get a big tax refund at the end of the year, but that means that it doesn't give you the income you need during the month.
No, if it's, you know, you're paying now, you're going to have to wait until next April or whenever you file your taxes to get it back.
And so what you may want to do is go to an IRA where there isn't a 20% mandatory withholding. You can tailor the withholding to the number that you actually would like to pay in, and so that you don't get a big refund, but that you also don't owe at the end of the year.
All right, 877-PLANNER. I know that's a lot of information, but we're here to help you out. If you've got questions on any of this stuff or something else, you can give us a call right now. We've got some lines open for you. 877-752-6637. We have some emails coming in. We also had one from Alice who wanted to know just one more question on this. Who wanted to know if this is the 72T we're talking about. Is this the same thing as a life annuity? So I will ask that when we come back. All right, how's that? Got to take a break. More coming up, of course. Also, ways to get that money out of your IRA, we'll say, IRA distributions, and avoid the penalty. There are other ways to do it, but give us a call. We got lines open, 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Still thinking of the movie Airplane when I hear this, you know. I just do. I was watching this over the weekend.
Airplane?
Yeah, I was watching it over the weekend, and there it was. Yeah. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, here for you, answering your money questions. We will get to some of your emails. We had a couple of questions, as I said, on life annuity. Well, one from Alice. We'll get to that in just a second. But I do want to take some calls, 877-PLANNER. Get on board. Ask your money questions. This is why we're here. We're here to help you out with some of this really complicated stuff. Try to put one past the brain trust. I don't think you can. Vic is up next in Sacramento, California. Hi, Vic.
Yeah, hi there. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I can't hear you too well. I hope you can hear me all right.
Yeah, we'll try to shout. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I got an important question. I've been searching high and low, and I can't find the answer, and I'll give you a brief explanation. My brother and myself inherited a home. Our mom passed away recently, and so I'm 57 years old, first-time home buyer. I'm going to be taking out a cash-out refi loan because I'm going to be buying out. I'm going to be living in the home that was previously my mom's home, and I'm going to be buying my brother's half out. Since I'm 57, I need $10,000 out of my IRA for improvements. Will I avoid the penalty? I will have a mortgage. Does that apply for the exemption or exception to the rule for the penalty?
When do you take title to your half of the house, or when did you?
Just recently. I mean, does it mean the grand deed is now in my brother's name and my name? I mean, that all that paperwork has been done, so it's officially, you know, 50-50 that we're owners of the home now.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's what's going to screw you up.
Oh,
because you actually live in a property that you own now.
Uh huh.
And to get the first-time home buyer, you can't have lived in a home that you own in the last 2 years. I'd have to read the small print, but my initial thought process on this is that you're not able to buy out the other half of a home that you already own and qualify as a first-time home buyer.
I
don't know that for a fact, but that's my... I haven't read the small print on that for quite a while. But I do know that you're not allowed to have lived in it. To be a first-time home purchase buyer, you can't have owned a house you lived in for the last 2 years. And technically, you do.
Right. So I understand. So in other words, Yeah, I see what you're saying. I can't find that. I tried to even go through the IRS. I couldn't get no answer from them at all, either online or I tried to call them and nobody could help me.
Yeah, so, that doesn't really surprise either one of us, I don't think, Vic. Now, you've said this before, Professor Plum. Go ahead, Vic.
Oh, no, it's all right. So, in other words, then I will get, if I take out the $10,000, then I will be penalized then. Is that correct?
Yes, and I was just reading the IRS publication, and it says, you are a first-time home buyer if you have no present interest in the main home during the two-year period during ending on the date of acquisition of the home. You do have a current interest.
I see. So that's the clincher right there. That's okay. And like I say, to go through, this is part of the process that we had to go through because since we inherited the home.
No, I understand it. Now, Vic, do you have a 401k or anything?
Yes, and I got a loan there already. That's a whole other story. But
okay, then we can't go there again.
Yeah, but that's okay.
You inherited it, so you should be able to get an equity line or a loan from the bank to be able to buy out your brother. It's only a 50%, or there's no debt on the property right now, is there?
No, the house is paid off. I mean, to get the loan, it shouldn't be a problem. Like I said, I just wanted to see if I could get, I could use a little bit extra money anyway.
Now,
I'm thinking if I'm going to get penalized, I know it's probably going to penalize. Well, it's going to be a $1,000 penalty on $10,000.
Well, in your state, it's going to be more than that because the state puts on a penalty as well.
All right. Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that. Thank you. Exactly. Oh, okay. Well, that answers my question.
Yeah. I wish we had better news for you on it, Vic, but that's kind of the way it is.
Okay, and I don't want to be foolish because, I appreciate it very much, and at least I'll put that out of my mind.
Yeah. So now we look for other cash.
That's right, yeah. If you need some more help with anything, Vic, give us a call or hang on, and maybe we can help you out. Appreciate the question. We've had this question before. Had to verify that. I know you've said it before, though, many times.
And I couldn't remember the wording of it. And so.
Well, the wording is this. Now, okay, well, let's go over his situation one more time for people just tuning in. He had inherited a home.
He and his brother inherited a home from their mother. They currently have title in their name. He owns 50%. His brother owns 50%. He wants to buy out, and his brother's willing to let him buy out the brother's half, so he owns 100% of it.
Right.
He was hoping to be able to get some cash out of his IRA to help do some repairs and other fix-up issues on the property, and he's hoping that the $10,000 first-time homebuyer exemption for penalties would apply. But unfortunately, it's not going to apply in this case because he already owns a present interest in the property. And I thought that was the case. I just couldn't remember the proper terminology. And owning a present interest in the property is the proper terminology that aces him out of it. Now, so what he's going to have to do is if he takes a loan out, you know, there's no debt on the property now, so it shouldn't be too hard, depending upon the values of the property.
Taking a loan out of the property, a home equity line of some kind.
Or just a new first mortgage on it, a new first mortgage to buy out his brother and pick up the other half of the property. And then when he's doing that, instead of taking a 50% loan to value, maybe he picks up a little bit more and gets the loan to buy out the brother plus $10,000 to do the repairs. That $10,000 isn't going to change the payment that much. I mean, I don't know what the value of the house is.
I don't know what
it
is either, and I don't know what the payment would be. Now, what you're talking about here is this exception to the penalty rule of an IRA.
The distribution on an IRA.
Yeah. So we're
before 59 and a half.
Right. We were going to go over some of these, but let's just bring up this first one again, since Vic brought it up. Perfect timing on this has to do with what's called a first-time home purchase. You could take up to $10,000 currently out of your IRA. You pay taxes on it.
Yes.
But you don't pay penalties on it. In fact, you don't pay penalties on either the state or the federal for doing this. They work together.
Now, if you are taking it from a Roth IRA, and the Roth IRA has been around for at least 5 years, and you're taking the earnings out of a Roth IRA, those earnings are actually tax-free if used for the first-time home buyer. So you can take, you can get more from the Roth out of it. So the Roth has a little bit more flexibility. Not only is it penalty-free, but that $10,000 is also potentially tax-free.
Right. So if you have a Roth IRA, you put $8,000 in it, and you put it in 8, 9 years ago, whatever it was, at least 5 years ago.
Now it's worth $28,000?
Well, no, but I'm saying let's say it's worth $10,000 now. You've got $2,000 of earnings.
Right.
You could take that $10,000 out, and you're not going to pay taxes
or penalties.
Well, you can
take your 8 from your contributions for any reason, take the 2 of earnings, and then take 8 from your IRA. The 2 of earnings from the Roth are tax-free and penalty-free. The $8,000 from your traditional IRA are penalty-free but taxable.
But taxable,
first-time
right.
home purchase.
Yeah, so that'll give you a little bit more flexibility as well, because the first $8,000, those are your contributions into Roth. You can take those out anytime for any reason. All right, we'll get to Ben's call and others. 877-PLANNER. We got a lot of folks sticking around. Don't go away. This is Bucket Strategy Invest.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market decline, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, rocking, rolling over with you. We could play, you know, rolling over 401ks. We could talk about that. We have an email coming up on that. If we have time, we'll get to it. Was that? That was a live version. Yeah, okay. I said that wasn't a recorded version. All right, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We do have some emails to get to in just a little while, but I want to continue on with the call so we don't leave people on hold too long. Let's move along next to Ben in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Ben.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a little dilemma. I've had a financial planner since I retired 6 years ago, and I got a little letter in the mail, and they're going to retire too now, so they got another couple weeks, and they're going to go golfing.
Oh, wow.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I was just wondering what the best thing was to do.
Yeah,
get some new clubs and go golfing with them, I guess. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, you're in an area where I could actually make a referral to some people I know that would treat you very well. But you're going to have to either, you know, hopefully, I mean, I don't know if it was a big firm, small firm, see who's taking over his book of business, see who he refers, or
just a single person.
Yeah.
So they're done. I'm in Kingman, so I'm halfway between Las Vegas and Phoenix.
Well, I have people in both of those places that you could go to. But
okay.
You need to start interviewing people, see who fits your personality, who understands what you're trying to accomplish, what you're doing, your risk profile, and has a strategy for keeping you retired, because that's the main goal out of everything, is so that you can go do the things that you want to do without worrying about it, just like you've been doing with the current planner that you had that's now retiring. You're going to have to find a new one.
What has the company said to you about it? Did they say we're going to allow you to choose somebody, or we have somebody for you, or what have they told you about
it? Single guy,
if anything, or is it just a single guy in business for himself?
Yes, just a single person.
Oh, okay.
And they said
all
they
right.
Can't tell you, you know, refer you to anybody because they
okay.
Can't do that.
Well, I can. Call my buddy Chris or Ara in Phoenix, or some of my guys out in Las Vegas, and they'll take care of you.
Yes, I was just checking to see what was the best option for me to do to keep going as we've been doing.
Yeah, well, now that we have Ben on the line, Professor, you've seen this where people have been working with somebody. Ben has been working with his for 6 years now, and you get used to this. You have the
uh-huh.
recommendations. You have somebody you like. What have you seen when people, you know?
Well, going to another firm, most of the time, whoever takes over his plan is going to say, well, what you're doing, you need to change 100% of it. You need to move everything
that's
over to
his. That's
what
I want to, yeah, exactly.
And whether you need to or not really depends on the strategy that you're using and whether or not they can take over the management of the assets that you currently have. But the first thing is the strategy. What is it that you are doing to create the income that you're needing to take from your portfolio? And do you need to sell out everything and move it to all brand new things? Do you need to, yeah, or do you just need to make some tweaks and change the broker of record and do some things like that? And continue with what you're doing. Whether you should continue with what you're doing or not depends on kind of what you're doing. Now, you've been retired for 6 years. The last 6 years have been pretty good years in the market for the most part. It was after the 2008-2009 downturn. So the market's been behaving up until this year pretty well. So whether you're going to be able to continue doing what you're doing depends a little bit on the strategy you have currently in place. So you need to interview people and find out what they think you should be doing and whether you're willing to make the changes that they are potentially going to recommend. And that's up to you and the comfort that you get with the person or the company that you're going to interview and potentially work with
going
forward.
Yeah, Ben, the interview process is actually very important, I would suggest, because you just never know. You know, you could move to another place, as Professor Plum said. They might say, oh, listen, you're going to need to do this completely different, and we're going to start doing this and this and this. Well, that may be fine, but you may want to sit there and say, okay, this is what they've recommended. I wonder if this is the right thing for me.
And so you've just got to interview them.
So do they just send the paperwork from the person I have and then just send it to the new person and we just go on from there? Is that how that works?
Right. You would just take the statements, most likely, the statements of your accounts and talk to the new person. And depending upon whether or not they can just change the broker of record or whether they need to move the assets from XYZ brokerage company to a different brokerage company but not change the assets underneath. Depends on who you're working with and how they go about doing it.
Yeah, I tell you what, hey, Ben, if you want to hang on a second, Professor Plum happens to know somebody right there, Chris Lloyd.
And Kingman's not too far away. It's not a bad drive.
Yeah, so I would suggest you hold on, and we can get you the number of people that Professor Plum that you know and trust and,
yeah, and
work
with
you.
Me.
They work with you, exactly. Work with Professor Plum. So if you have any other questions, hold on a second. And we can talk to you about it. It just happens that he's calling from an area where,
And Kingman isn't in the Scottsdale area. It is in further north out of Phoenix area. Beautiful area. Oh, Kingman's a beautiful area. I have people I can refer you to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should. You should ask around. You should check around. Find the person who's most comfortable working with you and the one that you're most comfortable working with. Make sure they explain every single thing. I would suggest why they're recommending what they're recommending you do. Because they could say, hey, the best thing for you is to change most of this.
Right, or some of this, or however it works. I mean, but have them work from a strategic point of view rather than just a product point. If all they're doing is selling you out of the mutual funds you have so that they can buy other mutual funds, you know, you got to find out why. Why are they doing that? Now, it may be that the current advisor uses a fairly small set of mutual funds that are proprietary because they were with XYZ brokerage company that only lets their advisors sell XYZ mutual funds.
Yeah.
Let's find out where he sits, whether it's where he should be sitting, and whether changes need to be made.
877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We do have a lot of experience in this area, and that's why you call the program. 877-752-6637. We got time. Let's move along next to Jeff in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question for you. You're talking about required minimum distributions. I'm 68 years old. I've got a 457 plan from when I worked for the city, and I've got an IRA. Now, can I combine those? You know, I got 2 years to go before I take the required minimum distributions. You said at one time you can combine all your IRAs together.
Yes.
And take one required minimum distribution percentage. But is the 457 plan unique in that you can't combine it with the IRA and you had to take, you know, how do you say, required minimum distributions from the IRA and another one from the 457?
Unfortunately, from a management standpoint, yes, you are required to take a required minimum distribution from the IRA and a separate and distinct required minimum distribution from the 457. Same thing goes with a 401k, 403b. They're different types of accounts. They're different accounts. And where you can look at the IRA, all the IRA accounts as an IRA, and take the distribution, as long as you take the right amount out, from any one of those accounts within the IRA, the 457 is a different animal. Let's assume you have $100,000 in IRA, $100,000 in 457, and at 70.5, your required minimum distribution is just shy of $4,000 from the IRA, and call it $4,000 from the 457. They're the same factors, they're the same numbers as far as percentage distribution. You are supposed to take $4,000 from the IRA and $4,000 from the 457. If you were to take $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, let's say you take $10,000 out of the IRA and nothing out of the 457. You've still taken the cumulative right correct amount out of the accounts, but it didn't come out of the right account. In that respect, because it all came out of the IRA, you still have not met the RMD for the 457. And for most people, once they get to 70.5 or close to 70.5, unless there is an overriding reason, like there's an investment within that 457 that they really like and they don't want to give up, many people just roll the accounts over to IRAs at that point. So now they just have the one big world. But it may be that there are sometimes, I've seen this more with 403Bs, where people have 403Bs from many, many years ago that have fixed accounts in them that are still earning 4% worst case scenarios, and they're just unwilling to give up the 4% liquid account. I don't blame them. And so they leave the 403B in place, take the required minimum distribution from that, and then also do the IRA distribution from another source. But yeah, they are separate. They are distinct. They have required minimum distribution amounts from each of the different types of plans.
Yeah, and as you had said, and a lot of people don't know, but Jeff had brought this up, that with IRAs is a different, little different story. You have an IRA world, you've got a 457 world, a 403B, a 401K world, each one of them. But if you've got a whole bunch of different IRAs, you can add them all up and take the distributions from one.
But it's still the same. It's
the same
IRA.
Amount of money. Right, yes.
And so an IRA has multiple accounts. A 401K has multiple investments. Mm-hmm. I can take it out of any of the investments based on what the administrator let me do. Mm-hmm. A 457 is multiple investments. I just have to take a required minimum distribution from each of the different plans that I have.
Yeah.
I have a 457. I have an IRA. Those are different plans. I have a 403B. Mm-hmm. I have a 403B with different employers, different former employers.
Yep.
Those are different plans.
Yes, they are.
And so each one has their own, each plan has its own required minimum distribution.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you can't combine 401Ks from two different companies and say, these are my 401Ks.
All from one without taking from the other.
Yep, exactly. Okay, we got to take a break. Wow, the show just clipping along here. Jeff, thanks for the call. I think you dropped. If you have any other questions, you can give us a call back. We have some trivia, what's coming up on this program tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking your calls, 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Welcome back. That show has just zipped right along. Hey, I tell you what. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. I mean that. We covered some of the 72T stuff today a little bit earlier. We didn't get to everything on 72Ts. I had a question here, which I'll ask in just a moment, because we got a couple emails that we need to get to before the top of the hour. It was from Alice. So we'll get to that in just a moment. And a couple more things. If you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust right now, 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER. Trivia for today, however, let's see if this is simpler than the last couple that we've done. This from the Treasury Department, who says the average interest rate that Uncle Sam, and by that we mean the United States government, the average rate that Uncle Sam is paying on its interest-bearing debt is 2.322%. Now, that was as of the end of April 2016, April 30th. That 2.322% is half the cost, in fact, less than half the cost, that the government was paying at the end of December of 2007. That amount was 4.838%.
And we didn't think interest rates were very high in 2007.
I didn't think they were. The 30-year, we talked a lot about the 30-year back then. The 10-year was probably right around,
Know
what it was. What, the 10-year?
Yeah. Three, maybe?
Oh, it had to be over 4.
No, probably
four.
Be 3 or 4.
Oh, it was over 4, I think. Yeah, it was probably somewhere between 4 and 5.
Oh, I'm getting so used to interest rates being where they are now that I can't even remember what they used
to be. No,
it had
to be. Well, if the average was 4.838%, you have the 10-year, you got a 30-year, you got a whole bunch of different. But that's just the average across the board. So it cut in half. I'll tell you what, that's a lot of money to have taken out of the economy. I mean...
Right, but also if you look at that portion of the budget, the interest portion is a lot less as a percentage of outstanding debt than it used to be. And if we go back into an interest rising interest rate environment, the portion of the budget that's going to go towards, at least what they call the budget, what's going to go towards the interest rate, you know, from their selling standpoint is going to go way up.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I mean, if we put another 2.8 or 2.we'll call it 2.5% virtually
basically
into the economy.
Doubling the cost. Doubling the amount of money that the budget is being allocated, or that's allocated in the budget towards debt service.
Well, they can just allocate
I know
more.
They can create anything
sure,
they want.
Yeah. I just, this would be nice to see a little bit higher interest rates. Okay, anyway, that's today's trivia. 877-PLANNER. Okay, now, I wanted to get to this one. We were talking about 72 Ts a little bit earlier, Professor Plum. Very quick question from Alice, who's asking us, are 72 T elections the same thing as a life annuity? And she's, I guess, has somebody had mentioned to her that she should do something called a life annuity. She didn't know if that was the same thing or not. Can you tell us, please, is this the same thing or virtually the same thing?
It's not the same thing. A life annuity will satisfy the substantially equal payment aspect, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the same thing. The substantially equal payment plan 72T is more flexible. It allows us to change the payment once we've hit the 5-year or 59 and a half mark, whichever is longer. So I don't have to basically sign up for a payment at age 53, 54, 55 that will never change for the rest of my life. However, if I do, that by definition, a life annuity is a retirement income stream. By definition, it is a substantially guaranteed from the insurance company, substantially equal payment plan for the rest of your life based on your life. That's why life only is the way it's sitting. Mm-hmm. So the annuity, if you were to buy an immediate annuity, that does satisfy the exception to the 10% penalty. But it is not necessarily the same thing as doing a substantially equal payment plan from your IRA where you have more flexibility. You have to meet the payments, and then once you get to the 5-year 59 and a half mark, you can change them. You can take more, take less, do whatever you want until you hit the required minimum distribution age. So an annuity, a life annuity, does satisfy it, but it does take away a lot of the flexibility.
Okay, well, there you go. That's your answer. Alice, I had a couple of questions from Greg in Vancouver, Washington. I think I got time to just do one of them here, and we can save the other one. Greg in Vancouver, I want to spend $250,000 on renovating a rental that my wife and I will move into next year. We have $225,000 of equity in my principal residence and own another rental free and clear worth $300,000. The rental we will move into has $100,000 of equity. What is my best option to source the $250,000 for the renovation? That's Greg in Vancouver.
Well, you can't just take it out of the equity in your current property, your current residence, because there's not enough. But generally, the interest rate is going to be a little bit more favorable on that particular area. So you could potentially get, you're going to most likely, and I'm reading it between the lines here, sell your current primary residence once you move into this new one. So does it matter whether you get the money from the sale at once you sell it, or whether you take a loan out today, pay a couple percent in interest over the next year or so, and then you know, you're getting the money early, and then you sell the property and pay off the loan at that time. So you're probably going to have to get the money for the renovation from multiple sources. Maybe a good chunk of it from the current residents, you know, staying within maybe the 80-20, you know, 80% guidelines so that you can get the really good rates. And in this case, since you're going to sell in a year or two, I wouldn't even mind going with a three-year, you know, adjustable, a three-year fixed and adjustable, and try to get just dirt cheap money on the primary residence. Then you're going to have to go to the rental properties. And so now the question is the renovation. Does it all have to be done now before you move in? Or can some of it be done now before you move in and some of it be done later after you move in? Because it's easier to get financing on a primary residence than a rental property. Some of it also depends on how much the current properties are worth versus the amount of equity. You have $100,000 of equity in your rental property that you're going to move into. Well, if it's a free and clear property and it's worth $100,000, then it's probably pretty easy to get at least some amount of money out of it. If it's a $1 million property and you've already got a $900,000 loan against it, it's probably going to be very, very difficult to get money out of it from that standpoint. So a lot of it, the equity is one thing, but it's also the debt to equity and where we're going to get the money to be able to do what we're going to do. But I would obviously start with the primary residence, and I would go for a dirt cheap and not worry about what happens 7 years from now with interest rates, because you're not going to be there. At least that's what I'm reading between the lines.
Well, it sounds like they're going to renovate it if they're
and move into it.
Move into it and then sell it as a primary residence.
I don't know if they're going to sell this one or they're going to live in this one and sell the current residence.
Well, maybe they're doing that and then, okay, I'm reading a little bit differently.
He just said we're going to move into it next year.
Looks to me like it needs an awful lot of work. Unless it's like a $2 million property.
Or even a $1 million property. Now, yeah. Where is he? From Washington, Vancouver? It's, I don't know. It's not cheap there.
Well, Greg,
it's not Manhattan, but it's not cheap.
If you have more information, maybe we can help you out a little bit more. And I know you have another question. We'll have to get to it on another program. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, Professor Plum, or any of the advisors that you hear and see on this program about anything that we talk about on this program, you can give them a call at Lucia Capital Group. I would highly suggest you do so. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.